Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about working on Sundays. And if it's your first time listening to this podcast or on the YouTube channel, definitely get my free niches list. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. It's a list of profitable high-ticket dropshipping niches that you can start a brand new store with and find success very quickly with. So definitely get that list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. So it's really important that you understand that entrepreneurship means working more than just Monday through Friday. And when I first got started with this business, I really wanted to have the freedom to work whenever I wanted to work. And that means maybe taking a Monday off or taking a Wednesday off, maybe even taking a whole week off. But that also comes with the responsibility of working on Sundays or working Saturdays or working late nights or early mornings. It means some days you'll work all day and some days you won't work at all. And it's this total freedom to choose when you work that I really love, because the lifestyle that I wanted to live when I was working my 9-to-5 was that I would be able to decide to go to work whenever I wanted to. And I'm so passionate and excited about my business that oftentimes I'll work the strangest schedule, and it's whatever I feel like doing. But I'm so passionate that I usually just end up working if I have nothing else to do. And I'll even work when I'm on vacation and things like that. So just keep that in mind when you're thinking about getting into entrepreneurship, because the work schedule can be quite strange sometimes. But it's really important that you start getting used to working on Sundays. Sunday has typically been a day of rest, religiously speaking. But that doesn't mean that you have to always be resting on Sundays. You can rest on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday. You should definitely take at least one full day off every week to go do fun things, but you don't have to make it a Sunday. And it's really important to understand as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, that you should be working those days that everybody else is normally taking off, because you'll be more dedicated. You'll be more passionate. You'll be more excited about building the business on the weekends. People aren't necessarily as excited about it as you are. You know, and oftentimes other people just won't really understand. They won't really get it why you aren't available to go hang out all day Sunday and do nothing. And you can let them know. It's like, hey, man, I'm building my business. I'm trying to live a freedom lifestyle and take off to Bali whenever I want to, go to Europe whenever I want to, and go on an African safari whenever I want to. I don't want to be stuck in an office Monday through Friday, only able to take 1 week off per year. You know, I'm living this kind of lifestyle now where I can work whenever I want to. And oftentimes I do decide to work all the time. But other times I decide to just, you know, take an entire day off randomly and, you know, just go do nothing for a little while, meditate, relax, because that's what I love to do. But it goes beyond that, and there's a lot more to understand about working, and the things you're working on are really important. Working for the sake of working makes no sense. You should work for the sake of business growth. You know, running your business is actually quite easy for high-ticket dropshipping. It only takes maybe an hour a day at the most. And if you have virtual assistants do it for you, it won't take you any time. You can manage them. And most of the time, running your business can mostly be done from your smartphone. So you can even be out and about. You can be doing other things, relaxing, you know, whatever you want to do. And you can run your business from your smartphone. Take phone calls, do emails, even mess with your Shopify store and all that. You can even process orders from your phone. So it's pretty impressive what you can do from your iPhone or from your smartphone to run your business. Growing your business requires a computer most of the time. And what I really highly recommend is you focus on content marketing and you know, getting more suppliers, adding more products, and testing those products and adding them to the ads, and optimizing those product listings. That kind of stuff is really going to help you grow in the long run. And you can hire people to help you manage those processes. You can hire agencies to help you do social media and ad optimization, organization, and management. You can hire freelancers to write content for you, and you can hire virtual assistants to go into your store and optimize them for you. There's a lot of things you can outsource. As your business grows, I highly recommend that you consider making training materials on how your business works and then outsourcing that to virtual assistants so that you don't have to work on Sundays all the time. But the fact is, you're probably going to be working a bit every day, and it's just going to be part of your life. You're going to work here and there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to allow you to do whatever you want, whenever you want. You'll have location independence. You'll have time freedom, and you will have financial freedom. And that's the key to this business. It's a total lifestyle business. You take it where you go. You take it with you everywhere. And as long as you have an internet connection, you can do it. And even when you don't have an internet connection, you can still work on it. You can still plan things out. You can write content, do all sorts of cool stuff like that. So, you know, consider, even if you don't have an internet connection, hey, you can make some videos, you know, film yourself talking about your products, or film yourself talking, you know, about something to your customers. You know, maybe even start a podcast and just start recording audio things about your niche and release that. Because any type of content out there that you can talk about your store in that particular industry and link back to it is going to get you customers in the long run. It's going to help build out your brand presence, and it's going to get you fans, which lead to referrals and, of course, more sales in the long run. So lots of cool things you can do with that. But focus on doing business everywhere you are, whenever you are. And then, of course, when you're taking a break, it kind of goes without saying, but like, be fully present in the moment and have a great time. Don't worry too much about things. As long as you're working on your business, 100% when you're working, you can fully take a break, 100% when you're fully taking a break and, you know, vacation and explore and have fun. You don't have to be like kind of thinking, oh, I don't know if this is right or that's right or what I should do next, blah, blah, blah. You're never going to have an exact plan for your business. Your plan is always going to be changing as you go. You're going to find out what works and what doesn't work as time goes on. So as time goes on, find out what works, do more of that. And then whatever isn't working or bringing any results, you can just kind of do less of that and work towards what's working. And that's the key to long-term business success, is kind of finding that 20% of work that's going to lead you to the 80% of results and profits. And if you focus there and on that kind of 80-20 principle, then you'll be able to really grow a better business and also something that's going to support the lifestyle that you ideally want to live. And that's the whole key here, right? I mean, why are you building a business in the first place? It's to have the ideal lifestyle, to be able to travel all the time, see family and friends, work from home, and you know, be able to be happy while you do it, have a lot of fun while you do it. So that's what I do. And I just want to, you know, make sure that you guys are ready for that. I mean, if you're going to start a business, any business, you're going to have to get used to working on Sundays for the first 6 months. You know, starting any business up is not easy, and it takes a lot of extra work. But if that's what you really want, if this is the kind of lifestyle you really want, you're going to have to do the work, be willing to do it. And it's not that hard. It just takes a bit of overcoming mindset issues and things that hold you back, limiting beliefs. And once you can overcome those limiting beliefs and, you know, mastermind with people and hang out with people that are around you, you know, above you, doing things you want to do, you'll really start to grow and you'll get better at it. And over time, as you get better, you'll create better things. And it's all about practice, you know, just keep practicing and you'll get better and you'll create better content. You'll create better product listings, create better offers. You'll make more sales. You'll get better at dealing with issues with customers. You'll kind of, you know, create procedures as you go. And then as your team gets better and better at managing stuff, you'll be able to take a step back from your business and maybe even take like a week off or 2 weeks off at a time and not even be in communication at all. And your business will perfectly be fine by itself and even maybe even grow a bit while you're gone. And that's kind of the ideal thing. That's sort of what we're working for. So a lot of people, you know, that come and ask me are brand new beginners, like, oh, you know, what should I be ready for? You know, what do I need to be prepared for before I start this business? And the truth is you got to be prepared to do the work. That's pretty much it, bottom line. There's a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of skills you're going to have to learn here, but they're all learnable skills. I learn them just by doing them every single day for the last decade and a half, and you can too, and it's not that hard. You're never too young, and you're never too old to learn skills, and these skills are fairly easy to learn, and as long as you're willing to sit in front of a computer and get the work done and not get distracted and not get bewildered and overwhelmed. You know, take breaks, breathe deeply, keep yourself hydrated, you know, eat a good diet, and then take a break again when you need to. You'll make it through the muck. So I hope that makes sense, guys. Definitely enjoy. It's Sunday today, my time in Bali, and I just worked all day. It started around maybe 10 or 11, and I worked until about 5 p.m., and I got a bunch of work done, so I'm really happy about that. But I know that there's going to be more work to do tomorrow and even probably tonight. But I have a long-term goal in mind, and that's what you got to keep in your mind, is that long-term goal. Where do you want to be 6 months from now, 1 year from now, 5 years from now? And keep that in the back of your mind as you're working. And every single day when you make a little progress and, you know,
you're taking little steps to get there, just remember that long-term goal. And every day you take a little step forward. Sometimes you'll take a couple steps back, but keep working. And you'll get there eventually. So, you know, stay motivated. Have a great Sunday, guys. And enjoy your work. Make it a passion. Building a business should be a passion. That's why you're in business, to do it. So if you guys are interested in getting started, definitely check out my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. If you want free guides, go to ecommerceparadise.com. I got lots of free blog posts on there, guides. I also have tons of other podcast episodes and YouTube videos you can check out. And a free mini course at ecommerceparadise.com/dropship secrets. So go check that out. It's called Dropship Secrets. Secrets I have learned and wanted to share with you guys about high-ticket dropshipping and how to be successful. So go check that out, guys, and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.